Hello and welcome to Living Hope. This is Pastor Staten, and I want to welcome everybody that is joining us today. A shout out to our e-family, all of you that are joining us through the internet. I want to remind you, every Sunday morning you can join us live at tv.livinghopemd.com. I pray that today's message blesses you and that you enjoy the word as it is shared today.
I'm so lost to be found, and I know it's in my mind.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Great and mighty works, O God, in Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. Itaboroto shandaralabayete, kadelebeyeye, shadalolo mokorianda, itamo sandababashikumomo. Nahaya te ye ye kolobodenda sarida dodololo bode sharida batai. In the name of Jesus, 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 we praise you, 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 Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 If we all could just lift our heads, kind of symbolically, but lift your heads up. The Bible said, lift up your heads, redemption draweth nigh. Worship him. Praise him. Let him break the chains. Let him set the captives free. We worship you. We magnify you. We exalt you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I need your help. You can take any one of these, and in a few minutes, when I call you up, I want you to find your verses.
Amen. 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 I want us to stay sensitive to the Spirit. I don't know. When I come, and it's possible, I look for confirmation. And this morning, I think you know this, but we really don't communicate about who's going to teach and the subjects and the preaching. We just communicate in the Spirit. And this morning, Brother Trey taught. I could just take half of my notes and put them away. It was, but to me it was confirmation. And I'm just going to let you be seated. Pray that you will keep this atmosphere of worship. I will do my best. No promises, but I will do my best to not be lengthy. I'm thankful for everyone that is here today among us. Although we can look and we can see God has already done wonderful things, somewhere among us there may be one. There may be someone. There may be multiple people that God's dreams and God's thoughts about what you will become, what you are in the process of being made, I think it's beyond. The Bible said his ways are higher than our ways, as the heavens are above the earth. The riches of God are immeasurable. And we are living at a time where it's dark. It's dark in the world, but I'm telling you, God is doing incredible things in the midst of all the darkness. So I'm going to start. If you would turn, I think she'll put the handwriting on the wall. I got some scriptures I want to read, and then some illustrations I want to give. I've had a number of people ask me about the Mennonite group that came to our home the other night, and so I'll give you a little bit. I don't have a lot of information, but I do have some to give you, and I feel like
if we can only recognize we are living in unprecedented days, that whereas we have for many years as a Pentecostal, United Pentecostal Church, especially around the globe, we have had incredible moves of God. Million soul revivals in Ethiopia and Thailand, Brazil. But we have longed for those kind of revivals among us in our nation. And we have heard teaching and we've studied maybe what are the things that have hindered us from having those kinds of revival. And I just say around us, we are beginning to see the moving of the Spirit on a greater level than we've ever seen before. And so let's, if you want to read with me, this is from Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And I particularly want you to notice the very first phrase, seed time and harvest, it shall not cease. And then another verse is here in Genesis 3:15, when the first promise of the Savior was given to humanity, it was spoken of in seed form, which I just tell you, I sit here and listen to Brother Trey, and I took my notes, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking, you know, God is setting this church up for something incredible. Now, it can be right here, but I think we're going to see God do things that are outside of these four walls. It's going to blow our minds, the people. You might even see the baptism of the Holy Ghost fall in Catholic churches. You might see the baptism of the Holy Ghost fall in Baptist churches. Hello? You might see the baptism of the Holy Ghost on all those cold denominational works that, you know, God is doing incredible things. Alcoholics are going to be delivered. Drug addicts are going to be delivered. Yes. Broken lives are going to be healed. Yes, yes. God's going to take the heavy burdens from people. Depression is going to be rebuked for the people of God. And I will put enmity between, this is spoken, speaking to the devil. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Notice, the seed of the serpent is going to bruise the heel. I've got it backwards. It shall bruise thy head. The seed of God is going to bruise the head of the serpent. And the seed of the woman, right? Nope, got it wrong. Let's get it right. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Satan is going to have the opportunity to wound the Savior. And I'm just taking it even further because it has moved now. The seed of the church, the seed is the church today. And God is going to move across this congregation today. And hopefully you will be able to envision that God has greater things for your life. You'll see that the works of God are far greater than we can even imagine. There are no limitations to what God can do. So I think there's one more, Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I think Second Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. And I just say, I don't think I have to really tell you. It's time to pull out all the stops. It's time. You used to say, all hands on deck. Everybody in this room, children, the other day, our youngest, one of our grandsons, our youngest daughter, her middle son, Rowan, went to school on Monday. And a friend of his is a Baptist boy. And he said to Rowan, apparently at their church last weekend, the preacher was talking about the rapture. And this little boy came to Rowan, and he was so afraid. He said, Rowan, I don't think I'm ready for the rapture. And Rowan said, well, you can come and go with me. My daddy will baptize you in Jesus' name. And the little boy looked at Rowan and said, could you baptize me? Rowan said, yeah, I could baptize you. There was another little boy apparently standing there, was real intrigued with their conversation. He said, Rowan, could you baptize me too? So, I'm just saying, we need all hands on deck. We need Rowan to baptize people. We need men and women to baptize people. All cultures. Amen. You may be seated. I want to lay a little groundwork. Seeds are amazing things, and it may take some study to convince you of that. I brought with me a pack of seeds, one here, and I got them at a wedding. Yeah, last week. And as I was preparing, I found this pack of seeds. I told my wife, where was it? I went and got them. On the back of the package, it says, Seeds of Inspiration. And so I'm going to title my message today, Seeds of Inspiration. And here's what it says. Plant wildflowers to draw bees, butterflies, and beneficial bugs to your garden. Because these all will move upon your garden to cause it to become more fruitful. They germinate, they pollinate, that's what they do. They pollinate what's been planted and has come to the surface. I just thought it inspired me. Seeds of Inspiration. And I think today what I'm hoping to accomplish, your pastor, you got the best preacher in Pentecost. I mean, your pastor, not me. You're a pastor. And I'm telling you, you just got to bear with me today. I have it in my heart. Whether or not I can communicate it as effective as I need to, it remains to be seen. You'll have to listen close. You have to learn how to say amen. Let's practice a little bit. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You have to learn how to respond. When you hear something that you agree with, you respond. You could stand up. You could clap your hands. You could shout amen. All right? But it's going to take your inspiration to move you, or God's inspiration to move you into becoming the seed that our world is longing for. So, in 2004, they found some seeds in the tomb of a pharaoh who had been long dead, a couple thousand years. They found a clay jar, and inside that clay jar were some seeds. And they took those seeds, and in 2005, four or five, they planted some of those seeds. They were seeds from a date palm, and they named this seed Methuselah. And it produced a tree that this year they have reaped a harvest from a seed that had not been planted in 2,000 years. There's power in the seed. The life is in the seed. So the sowing is planting the seed. The reaping is the harvest. Rabbis historically were called reapers, and their work was the harvest. There are other terminology found in the scripture. Fishing for men, persuading men, rescuing humanity, winning souls, fulfilling the Great Commission. You are the salt of the earth, he said. You are the light. You are the light to the world. And we sum it up with this phrase, seeking the lost. And sometimes it's hard to see what God is going to make somebody when they first walk through the doors. So I'm going to ask them to put a picture on the screen for me. this is a group of, this is not our group, but this is a group of Sri Lankan dancers. And in 2008 in Washington, D.C., we had an experience where I got a phone call late at night from a man by the name of Pritika. And Pritika had come to America. He asked me, was I the preacher? I said, I was. He said, I came to America to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, I've heard people come to America for a lot of reasons, but I never had anyone tell me before they came here to get the Holy Ghost. But Pritika, I told him, I'm the man. I can do this. So we started a Bible study, and he actually brought his dad and mom. Now, we were not in the perfect environment. We had about 13 people in a room in an old building where we had to kill the rats on Sunday morning for the, hello? So all, if you would say this, the environment was not really set for the seed to flourish. Sometimes we think it's got to be perfect. But I'm telling you, if Jesus is there, if the Holy Ghost is moving, So Pritika brought his father and mother, and the next week, his mother invited a Sri Lankan girl. She was one of the dancers, and she came to the service, and it wasn't, like I said, it was just a small group. We had no musicians. I played a boombox, hello, with old songs, because I'm old and like old songs, and right in the middle of it, this Sri Lankan girl raises her hands, begins to worship, and receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, if we were just looking at the outside, which is the way it is today, when they first come, it's hard to imagine what they will become. We must allow the Holy Ghost to give us Holy Ghost vision. Yes. We never know. The next Apostle Paul could walk in among us. We never know who it is may come and be moved by the Spirit and their life be changed. So I don't have, there were three of the girls, but there now are more, right at 30 of these Sri Lankans have been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. It started. It started with one seed. And I was thinking of Farmer Jones, who has become our good friend. And he plants cabbage and tomatoes and watermelon. There you are. I mean, and I'm sure many other things. And I told him, I said, you know, you could probably do a better job today at what I'm trying to put in the minds of people. That when the seed of God is planted in you, it was never intended for you to become dormant. It was never intended for you to sit 2,000 years to wait for the tree to grow. It's God's intention that the seed be released. So I was reading and listening. I looked up some things about planting of seed. And I found that seeds, the life is inside of them. And it must be broken to be released. Now, I just told you a spiritual truth. We're trying to protect ourselves from being broken, but God is saying, I got to break you to release the power of the seed. I've heard a new phrase. I've heard people use an excuse. They call it church hurt. Hello, why do people get hurt in church? Because you got to get broken for the seed to release the power that's in it. Said,
There's a verse found in Psalms 119, verse 165, I believe it is. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. All right. There's a principle in this. You got to understand that as a child of God, what you have in you is the answer for all the world's problems. But as long as it remains in you, as long as it just lays dormant in you, the power cannot be released to change the world. So I was listening to some of this. The guy said that you take that little seed. Drake, come here. Bring those. These are packs of seeds. And I just want you to read on the back of that seed. There's some prophecy on here down there where it says, days to harvest.
Just read the dates, the times.
Just tell them what that product is. And
Brussels sprouts, 85 days to harvest.
That's a prophecy. It's like if we had you in a package and your picture was on the front. I really wish we thank you, Brother Trey. Give him a hand. Thank you, Trey. I mean, he did a marvelous job teaching. Here's the thing, like this. Listen to this. When the seed gets planted in the soil, Trey said it, the things that are necessary from Matthew 13, the sower and the seed, it takes the seed, it takes the soil, and it takes a planter, a preacher, a child of God. And what is in you is more powerful than what's out there. We have quoted this for years. Greater is he than he. And I am convinced the Holy Ghost that comes to reside within us is a powerful force. And I like to go in restaurants, just take some of that. Or how about some of this? And sometimes we think it's all in our speech. And don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place for that. Where there will be, because the Bible said, we believe, therefore we speak. But sometimes it's just your influence in an environment that begins to change the hearts of people. So he said, the sower, he takes the seed and he pushes it down about 1 inch under the soil. It's on the package. It'll tell you, put it down below the soil, right? And then you put a little water on it, right? And then you go home and go to bed. That's what he said. Go home, go to bed. But I'm just telling you, what happens is the water causes the seed, because all seed has a hard shell on it. All right. See, all this made so much sense about people and winning souls when I read it. That usually when you meet people first, their hearts are hard. And it takes something to soften their heart. That's that presence of God we sing about. That's that presence of God that you, if you allow it to emanate from you, if your attitude, and one songwriter said, awaken the world with kindness. You may not think that's much, but in a world that is filled with violence and anger, and then God places you in the middle of that environment. You are the light. Your light begins to shine like it could never shine before. I know we're Americans. We're human. We want the easy road. But I'm telling you, if we just get the easy road, the world will never be saved. It is a fact that the church has flourished when there has been persecution. I'm not praying for persecution. I don't think you got to pray for it, even in your life. Because here's what happens. This is what this guy said. You pour the water on the seed, on the soil, and the water gets down on the seed, and it adds pressure. Pressure. Anybody had any pressure? and you're begging God to take away the pressure, and God ain't going to listen to you. Because I'm telling you, God knows that little seed, it begins to swell because the water saturates that hard shell. And it begins to swell until it breaks through. And then it actually what happens is you can dig down, pull it up, but you can see a little white thread. You know what that white thread is called? It's called the radical. The radical. Now, I don't know where that guy got his information, but I'll take it. It works for me. And I think there's some things in God's kingdom that will not happen until you become radical. Little radical right there, little radical. And you say, well, we have guests come, I know. And they can get all radical in their world. But when we get radical in church, hello, but I'm telling you, when the seed begins to break forth and the radical begins to grow, actually, he said that when you pour a little water on that soil, actually the soil begins to vibrate. That's like us. We just are vibrating. Any apostolics in the house? The rain starts falling. The rain starts falling. And the church starts vibrating. And God gives us vision if we'll allow him to see what others cannot see. Come here, Corey. Yeah, this is Corey. Y'all, we know Corey. But you wouldn't believe that. How long ago? When did you come here? Yeah. Was your life a mess? Yeah. Former heroin addict. I'm not glorifying sin. I'm just telling you. Sometimes you got to look and say, I'm telling you. Look what the Lord has done. I know. I'm stepping out here. Sister Pam, would you step out in that aisle, Sister Pam? Just kind of wave your hands a little bit. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Sister Pam, when she came, she was hurting. She was depressed. Her husband had died. She was having a hard time moving through life. And she began to come, get in the presence of God, hear the word of God. God began to work. Come on, Sister Pam. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go way back, all right? I'm going to ask Sister Barry and Sister Lisa, Just stand up. Just stand up. Wave your hands. But my wife and I remember when we used to pick them up down in a trailer park, little girls whose family was a mess, right? Yeah, I'm being real nice here. I don't want to say they could tell you this stuff, but it was bad. But look at them today. Look what God has done. Yes. And there are many stories in this room right now. You can be seated. There are many stories in this room right now. I don't really, if I had all day, I would. I'd just let everybody stand up and tell their story. Because it's been a miracle. I remember when where's Bruce? Oh, he's not feeling well today. Well, when Bruce came in, he was a hard guy. That shell was hard. But after sitting on the back row for 2 years watching us, he came to the altar, repented of his sins. God filled him with the Holy Ghost, changed his life. But when you first see the seed, it just looks like a little seed.
It's so tiny. Some of those seeds in that package are so tiny. If I really had brought the one I'd like to bring, I'd have brought a kernel of corn. A kernel of corn. Did you know on approximately on every ear of corn, there are approximately 750 kernels? And it took two of them because usually a stalk will bear about two full ears of corn. Hello? If you take those two, that's 1,500. And if you because they never just add, they multiply. I don't know. I think it's by the third generation, it's 2.2 million kernels of corn. I want to stretch your thinking because I believe pastor's getting ready to do some vision casting of things that are going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I can tell you it's going to happen. If you put that picture, yeah, here they are. This was last Wednesday night at our home. There were 50 Mennonite people who came to our backyard because we couldn't get them in our house. And they sang and they worshiped. We prayed. We prayed together. Somebody said, I had somebody ask me, did any of them get the Holy Ghost? We're not there yet, folks. Hello? This is seed. This is seed. I mean, and we have seen, I just went and preached at an Amish conference, and there were 50 Amish people there. That's not usually when I've gone to that conference, it went to be trained how to reach the Amish. This year, there were 50 Amish people there. And there were six young Amish families that are now apostolic. Yeah, some of you Spanish folks, Spanish speaking folks, would you stand up? Yeah. Look, hey, I just want you to know. Thank you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. This harvest field may be the fastest growing harvest field in America today. They're going to fill this building up. But but along with them, I think there's going to be some Mennonites. I think there's going to be some Amish. I think, hello? And yes, it will be at times that God gives us the opportunity to witness with our words. But I tell you, I think God is saying, that I know with this Mennonite thing, God told me, just step back, keep your mouth shut. Because right now, the seed's got to be broken. You got to wait. And sometimes people try to rush in and make it happen. I want to make it happen. You're not the one. Jesus builds the church, not you. Now, I'm going to tell you, why do you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Now, this is really preaching. Why do you need? Because it's the Spirit of God that comes within the soul that causes the breaking. It will bring with it forgiveness. It will bring with it healing. It will bring deliverance. And what our world needs now is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I know you can tell my voice is wearing out. I had just did a conference in Detroit and got home, but I wanted to preach. So because I feel this in my heart. Listen, you've got to get ready, church. They're going to come.
Not just because you invited them. They're going to come because the Spirit of God is moving. We must get ready. You're going to have to get over your offenses. You don't like my tie? Tough, I do. I'm just saying, get over your offenses because God is going to bring the people to us. And when it comes, it'll come in seed form. So think of how many cabbage you tell me you put in a garden? 200 cabbage. You expecting to harvest any of those? All 200. Yeah. Well, in the on the back of that package, it said harvest in whatever 80 days. That's prophecy. But I guarantee you, the guy that or the people that put those packages together, they wasn't thinking prophecy. They've just studied seed and soil methods. They put a little thing on the back of the package, and then somebody said, 80 days. Hello? It's kind of like there's a normal thing for a woman to go through to have a baby. It lasts about how long? 9 months. I can prophesy that girl, when that baby comes, it's going to be about 9 months. If everything goes well, it'll be about 9 months. And thank God, little babies don't stay little babies. Now we got big babies. And we get old babies. I sure want to stretch your imagination today. I want you to understand, for when people come in and they don't look like us, they're precious. They're precious. And you must see beyond what these eyes can see. You got to see in the spirit. You don't know what that's going to become. I don't always like to give personal references, but it's what I got. And I will tell you, there are preachers preaching the gospel and other. This one couple, they went to Ohio. They took a church that had gone, it had collapsed. Bad things had happened. And the church went from 500 to 4 people. And Dan, he was a combat vet. And they were our first couple in D.C. He married this little El Salvadorian girl that when she was 5 years old, this is an important part of it. If you can glean from what I'm trying to tell you, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. That little girl, when she was 5 years old, went to school, and a little apostolic girl invited her to come to church with her. So she started going to this church. And for 1 year, in early on, a Sunday school teacher said, told the little kids in the class, Jesus will answer your prayer. Jesus will hear you and answer your prayer. That little girl believed the Sunday school teacher. Her father was an alcoholic. Their family was a mess and ready to get a divorce. But that little girl went home every day, every night before she went to bed. She would kneel beside her bed and pray, Jesus, save my daddy. Jesus, save my daddy. Jesus, save my daddy. After 1 year, one morning, she was getting ready to go to church. The friends would pick her up. She went downstairs, and her father was all cleaned up. He said, honey, you think I could go to church with you today? The prayer of a five-year-old. So her daddy went to church with her, and he was delivered from alcohol, and their family was healed and saved. Last week, I was talking to Pastor Dan, that's her husband. They've been in that location now for about
little over a year.
Yeah.
And they've gone from four people Easter Sunday, they had 137. Yeah. And this new couple had come. Well, it started with the lady coming. Her and her husband were getting a divorce, and they both had done really bad things to each other, hurt each other. But they weren't living together. And then they started coming to church. Actually, I think Brother Brett and Sister Bridget went and spoke there and had an influence on that couple. And they began to come to church. They had a 5-year-old girl. And one day Dan told the story about the 5-year-old girl. Her daddy wasn't coming yet. I think that's the way the story goes. But that little 5-year-old girl heard the story of this other 5-year-old girl who was now the pastor's wife. And that little girl went home and began to pray like the other little girl began to pray. And today, the entire family is in the church filled with the Holy Ghost. Seed. The power in the seed. The power in the seed. It does take, there are things that have to happen. Sometimes, like I said, when the soil, when the water comes, it puts pressure on the seed in order for the seed to swell and break open. So there has to come a breaking. There can be no faking it. You cannot pretend the Holy Ghost. It has to be the real deal. We don't have any, we're not trying to give you fake news. We are telling you, this thing works. And we have evidence to prove it. Jesus saves. Let me go back. Something else I want to say. This law of sowing and reaping is in every area of your life. Not, yes, soul winning, yes, but also your money. Well, I'm the preacher today, and they're not going to fire me. I'm the boss. I'm sorry, I'm not. But I just say, you know, the truth is some people come to church all the time, sometime, and they don't understand, and they live in poverty. They live bound by debt. And they think the answer, I'm not sure, they try everything. Hello, you know, I remember doing all kinds of things to try and take care of things. And one time we had a preacher come, and he talked about tithing and offering. And my wife and I talked it over, and we said, we got to increase this. And it's not just a law of God. It's a law of the Spirit. And so I believe we took the giving up to about 30% of our income. She began to write the checks. And some days I'd say, honey, that's a pretty big check you're writing there. She said, you told me to do what God told me. And I'm telling you, we're not rich, but God takes care of us. And He provides. It's a law. It's a law of the Spirit. It's the kingdom of God we live in. And if we sow to the kingdom of God, we will reap of the kingdom of God. So, let me just kind of wrap it up. You want to stand with me? If I had the way to just inspire you to take what you have inside of you, you cannot be isolated. You have to be with people. And you have to be positive in your attitude. Hello? And positive in your speech. And kind. And treat people with kindness. Yes, yes. And the Spirit that's in you will begin to work through you and out of you and make a difference. Listen, the kingdom of God has the ability to change this entire county. This entire nation that's in trouble. The kingdom of God has that kind of power. But it must be released. And so we begin to do things like that we're supposed to do. We begin to thank God in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God. In everything. In everything. Give thanks. I just say this today. If you have never received the baptism of the Spirit, and if you have never spoken with other tongues as the Spirit prays through you, you need to know the benefit of allowing the Holy Ghost to pray through you. Romans chapter 8 tells us there are times
that we don't know how to pray. There's battles you're going to face. There's struggles. There's the pressure of life. But if you will allow the Holy Ghost to fill you and flow out of you, you will watch God do miraculous things in your life. Would you raise your hands? I want to pray with us. Lord, I pray today that the Holy Ghost will speak to the hearts of people, to your people, Lord, that they are the seed that you have planted in St. Mary's County, that we don't just come to a church, but we are planted in the church by the Spirit of God with future in mind, with people in neighborhoods feeling conviction of the Holy Ghost and coming and giving their life to the Lord. Let the people feel that urgency of the Spirit praying through them. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost would come upon us in this moment right now, all around this room. You that pray in the Spirit, I ask you right now, lift your voices. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Sometimes it is easy to start on your destination without knowing the exact path that it takes to get there. To get to our destination, we need to follow the one who knows our predestined path. Be sure to subscribe and watch us. Also, visit us at www.livinghopemd.com.
So I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus.